KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member support KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Rainbow Radio. Craig here. We have with us today, say hello, Pat.
Good morning, Laguna Beach.
And Michael.
Good morning, Laguna Beach.
And Stacy.
Good morning, Laguna.
Oh, boy, are they all here with sunshine on their face. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We'll be right back with more. It's love and romance this week. See you soon. All right. You know, good morning again, Laguna Beach. It's, is it cold today?
It is. It's a little chilly
out. I was suffering. Yeah. It was 54 degrees.
I know.
I know.
Put a scarf on.
I know. It was dreadful. We're not used to this. So I put together a panel today, and it's called Love and Romance in Laguna Beach. I think it's about time we share the love a little bit and relate to everyone how we feel about romance in Laguna Beach and maybe what are the best approaches to, you know, facilitate an introduction to a lifelong partner. Who knows? Who knows what we might discover today? We have some experts here today. Expert number one is expert number one is Michael. He has facilitated more introductions than Carter has pills. And he's a master at it. He's from Main Street. And anytime he sees one person at the end of the bar, he yells at him, get down here and talk to this person. They're from so-and-so. They're do the... Oh, Michael, I told you about years ago, didn't I?
Yes.
I said, certain people have certain talents and skills. I said, a mathematician might be brilliant, and his IQ is measured, and he's a genius, and it becomes the next Einstein or Tesla, Nikola Tesla, or any of those people. But there's also social skills that aren't really measured, right?
But you have to go out, and you have to introduce people.
Well, yeah. Right? But see, you have that skill. And if you could measure it, you would be a genius. We'd have to put you on a pedestal.
I
won't tell you that because your head will get so big you won't be able to wear your headphones.
That's right.
That's why he has a hat on.
Oh.
Just in case.
In case his head explodes.
In case it's too big.
It was bad hair.
And then Pat is one of your process or works in process.
Yes,
right?
He is. Yeah.
say hello, Pat.
Good morning.
Pat is the single, and maybe he can get some inside secrets from the panel today.
I think he has to go out a little bit more.
Really?
Get out of the house.
True. Okay.
Get a little somebody on the apps.
Stacy, what do you think? Can you help? Can we all help Pat out a little
bit?
Well,
and for me, what I've learned that helps, yes, you have to get out, and you have to have someone facilitate the meeting. But when you meet, I think the all-important thing is eye contact. You have to have the eye contact when you talk to each other.
So you can't wear dark glasses, Michael.
No, you can't.
Like you are now.
But he's facilitating.
Well, I introduced Donnie and Andrew.
Really?
They've been together for almost 8 months now.
Oh. Do you offer counseling as well?
No counseling. And another couple I introduced was Wendy and Jeff.
Oh, my.
The managers of Main Street.
Yeah, so see? You've got a talent there.
Yeah.
Can we package it and profit it?
We sure could.
We'll get right back to our love and romance here. First, I've got to make some announcements. But our sponsor this week, as it's been every week, has been Mike Johnson. Mike, we love you. Villa Real Estate, they're right next door to us here at the station in KX93.5 at Laguna Beach's only FM radio. Mike has offices in Corona Del Mar, Laguna Beach, and Costa Mesa. So if you need some luxury real estate, keep Mike in mind, and we love him as our interview. So before we proceed, I've got I'm going to take a break here for just a minute. We'll be back with Michael, Pat, and Stacy, and we have some more interesting tidbits about romance and love.
And Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart.
Oh, that would be Cupid shooting his arrows. So before we get too much into the mechanics of falling in love and all that good gooey juicy stuff, I want to let you know a little bit more about my three panelists today. I'm going to start with Stacy. She just glared at me. I caught her off guard, I think.
Yes, you did.
So she's my regular co-host here on Rainbow Radio every week. I love to have her. And you're currently been in a relationship for a period of time, right?
It'll be 17 years, yes.
And 17 years mm-hmm. in gay and lesbian years, that's
a lifetime. It's a lifetime
and
for me.
Can we shout out to Georgina?
Yes, we can. She's probably reading the back of her eyelids still. She's still asleep, but yeah.
Well, she'll catch it later.
Okay.
And where did you encounter?
We just met through mutual friends in like Santa Monica, L.A., and we were always at the same event.
Which app was it? Facebook or was it Grindr?
I don't think they had Santa Monica. It was a house party.
Sorry. Yeah. 17 years ago.
She had a pager.
Oh, I got it from Mike.
Okay. And so she's here every week. I love her. She's puts a nice spin on everything, and particularly from a feminine side, too, because we got to balance this out. We don't want to have any prejudice here.
That's
so.
Right.
Although, you know, sometimes we go out in the left field here. Michael, you've been here in Laguna Beach for some time, and you've worked for some time at that lovely establishment, 1460 South Coast Highway. Go on. So are you in a relationship?
I've been in a relationship for 25 years.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
yay!
Yeah.
So you beat Stacy.
Oh yeah,
I did. Yeah.
Oh my
God! And we met here in Laguna.
Yeah.
There was a gay night at San Martin.
The San Martin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we met at the bar.
Really? Who approached who?
I approached him, of course.
You're the aggressor.
I was.
Apparently, he's not listening.
No.
So, and 25 years ago, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah. And I have to say, as I drove in this morning, I see Michael proudly displaying the rainbow for Rainbow Radio off their house, which I love on PCH.
The only house with a rainbow flag.
Yeah, and there should be more of them. Please, come on, you guys out there and girls. Find your rainbows. And then number three here, panelist, is Pat. Not that we want to pick on you, Pat, but
not picking at him.
We're not picking at him at all. You're our case study here, I guess. Whatever.
Awesome.
And how long have you lived in Laguna Beach or nearby?
I've been in Costa Mesa for 7 years.
7 years, and in and out of a relationship, maybe once or twice, or.
Working on that part.
Okay.
Trying to figure
out. Is Michael being any help for you?
I'm trying to be
he
helpful.
Was trying.
Yeah.
He was throwing out some tips yesterday at Main Street.
Okay. Yeah, he has to get out more. He has to go out. But I think he has somebody he may want to committed relationship.
So, okay. Sort of early stages. Though.
So now let's take a little case. Say Pat's at the club and you do a nice introduction, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And
well, I always try to ask people where they're from. Are they single or? Yeah. What did they do? What are they looking for?
And so he has a nice conversation on an intellectual level. It's just not all about torrid hot sex. It's just a nice nice gentleman.
Yeah.
And they decide to continue the dialogue, and they exchange phone numbers. And now he's home the next day, and he's thinking about this man. What should he do?
He should call him.
He should call him. What do you think, Stacey?
Well, yeah. Oh, I agree.
I yeah.
Okay.
You're interested. So, okay, then,
and now what do you say? Because you get on the phone, you go, do you remember me? I think I was at the bar. Yeah. What do you say?
Certainly not.
Well,
that.
Then it's not. Yeah, it wouldn't be him if he doesn't remember who you are.
No. Say you're calling. And
yeah.
This is your. And what do you say? Hey.
Oh, hey, Craig. My name's Michael. I met you at the bar last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you want?
Let's go out to lunch.
Lunch. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, if you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for a hookup, it's
different.
Let's
story.
Get together.
Yeah. But let's say we're looking for a relationship with a hookup flavor. Okay, so we got him on the phone now. So you say, let's go to lunch. Okay, well, where should I go? What's kind of a good place to take a person on your first date?
Let's go to a coffee place. Let's go to Nick's.
Nick's, okay.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, and have coffee and chat. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's 6 weeks later. You chatted and couple's.
Well, you gotta have a little something.
A sleepover, a couple slumber parties, you know.
Slumber party, I love that.
And now it's getting more meaningful. Now you want a romantic event. Now you're thinking.
Well, the other person would have to feel the same way.
I know.
You know that.
Let's say that you both agree. Let's go have a nice dinner or do something nice together this next weekend. And you're both open to it. What would you think would be a charming place to go, Michael?
A charming place to go in Laguna Beach.
Well, this is Laguna Beach's only FM radio. That was a slam. That was the biggest slam.
Because
in Laguna Beach,
everything is great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ramari's across the street. There's a quieter place, Alessa.
Okay.
In town, Mozambique is nice.
Yeah.
So you go to one of those places.
Okay, and you have dinner. Now, after dinner, you have...
Well, I don't think you're proposing. I guess you're going to stay and you're going steady, or I want a relationship with you.
Oh, I'm having a hot flashes already.
I got married. We've been together 25 years, but I didn't get married until the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, till number 13?
Year 13, yeah.
Well, you had to make sure it was right.
Well, it wasn't legal then.
Okay. I'm just kidding, Michael. I don't want Bob to, I don't know, throw things through the window here.
So, Patrick, how did you go on any dates with this gentleman that you like?
Twice, or two.
Twice?
So far. So,
yeah.
Did you want to shout out to him?
No.
No?
It's early, so I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
But no, we went to an Irish pub the first night, had a couple whiskeys, some appetizers, talked for 4 hours, I think.
Well,
that's
nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then another just easy kind of cocktails and appetizers the second time. And so just kind of taking it easy, seeing where it goes. And
okay.
This is the one he wants to pursue.
Now, what time of the evening is best to go to, say, at Main Street to have social interaction?
Not
just dancing, but social interaction.
No, in the happy hour.
Happy hour, right.
Yeah. And then
pop in for happy hour, say hello.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And then Endora plays on Friday nights.
Hi.
And that's really good. Very social on Friday nights.
Yeah, I gather that. I always see that broad Georgina there. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now.
I love Georgina.
But I think it's when it's quieter and more social.
Too late at night, it's more about hookup than it is about romance.
Well, the karaoke's good. It's nice. Yeah. I think more people want to talk.
Oh, I haven't been to karaoke.
No.
I heard it's amazing.
I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. I know a good singer there. His name is Craig.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Craig.
I've heard stories about him. So I suppose I should talk about myself. I had one relationship that...
I introduced you to him.
No, you didn't, actually.
Oh, that was something else.
No. And it was in Portland, Oregon. That's years ago. I've had a dry spell, so Pat, I need help, too.
I just need to follow Michael's advice, get out more. Yeah. I've leaned on the apps a little bit too much.
Yeah.
See, we didn't have apps back then.
We didn't have apps.
Well, that's changed. Slip finger. Back in the old day, not that you're an old-timer, Michael, but has changed a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Everybody used to go out because that was the only way to meet people.
Right.
You didn't have all these swipes come into my house. Isn't that what they do? I don't have that on my phone.
I know. Grindr.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the other one. Scruff.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty more.
There's plenty more.
But people got to get off them and get out.
Stacey's looking.
Come out to the bottle.
I'm just baffled. Scruff is the name of an app?
Scruff, yep. Yeah.
I just want to know what that means.
Pat knows all about it.
That's what I'm saying. He's sitting home too long.
Go to the happy hour. I agree.
Go to the happy hour.
Mike said, go to happy hour.
And you can go anywhere. I mean,
yeah.
But Main Street's the best.
It is, by far.
Yeah. Actually, Kaya, the lobby bar is a great happy hour.
Yeah. Or the rooftop to watch a sunset.
Yeah. Okay. And then when you figure out that you've gone, you've gone to dinner and you've gone to watch the sunset. Where do you go watch the sunset?
I would like to go to the beach, or you go to the rooftops, mm-hmm. or I think the beach is the best place.
Yeah,
yeah. Just walk down.
I've personally gone out. Well, I don't think.
Well, you live on the beach, so.
Well, no, I wish. At Montage, that whole upper patio, or the whole, I guess, bluff.
Yeah.
That overlooks the ocean is just wonderful. Take your bottle of wine, be discreet, some snack food, run over to Gelson's and get some pate, crackers.
and have a picnic.
And you go over and have a picnic with your honey.
Mm-hmm.
And
we got to find that honey first.
Oh, well, I'm...
I have a honey.
Well, it's also great for birthdays. It's great. If you're... if you're having a birthday and you want a no-brainer, you say, hey, we're meeting at 7 o'clock at the Bluff to watch the sunset.
Mm.
Unless it's winter, then you meet at 4:30 and watch the sunset. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, but it's a no-brainer because everyone brings their own stuff and you have a birthday party right there.
Is your birthday coming up?
Good question.
It is. I miss it every year. It's in December. Is it today?
No.
What? It's the 18th or the 20th?
It's the 29th.
Oh, the 29.
Oh, the 29.
Yeah. Capricorn.
Good to know.
Yeah. No, the word yeah. How foolish of me. We better go to a song here, and I'll have to straighten a few things out. Remember this one, Michael?
I do remember this one. One of my favorites.
Feels like I'm in love.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
Oh,
Okay, it feels like I'm in love. I didn't tell you guys, but there is an exam on this program.
What kind of exam? Physical or written?
Verbal.
Okay. Verbal spine.
It's a verbal one. Who is the goddess of love?
Aphrodite?
No, it's a female. So, Stacy, come on. The goddess of love.
I didn't date her, so I don't
know. Oh.
the name
I thought she was your goddess of love.
Oh, well, I have my special one.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
It's Venus. Venus, if you will.
I was going to say Aretha Franklin. I don't know.
I don't think she's been around that long. She's been around a long time, but not 3 or 4:30 B.C.
Okay.
Okay, now I have another test here. What are the 10 most gay friendly cities in the United States?
Oh.
Pat, guess. You get your first guess.
Portland.
Portland?
Yeah.
It's number 8. You are on the list. Congratulations. Michael?
San Francisco.
It actually is number 1, so you're on the list. Stacy?
I'm going to say Laguna.
Oh, sadly, Laguna.
Okay.
Give her another one.
Give the girl out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll give you a second chance. That was too obvious.
I would say maybe Miami.
Oh, that would be on there.
It's not in the top.
Okay,
it's
I quit.
Not in the
I
top.
Quit.
How about Palm Springs?
I'm out.
Okay, Palm Springs is on there too.
Is it?
Yeah.
And I have an interesting story about Palm Springs. Do you know what city? Just as of this last week, but city in the United States where the city council is totally and completely LGBTQ.
San Francisco. I mean, is it San Francisco?
No.
It's Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. The whole city council. Imagine that.
Uh-huh. That's
that amazing. Is amazing. And it includes the mayor, I believe.
That's good.
Mayor Moon. And he's not related to Jerry Brown.
I'm not touching that one either.
our fabulous governor. Well, there's also lots of opinions on that. So let me read. The number 1 was San Francisco. Number 2, someone should have got.
New York.
No.
No.
Or Palm Springs.
I'm not even guessing because mine have all been wrong.
West Hollywood. West Hollywood.
Oh, my God. How could I forget that? I have so many friends there.
South of here, there's
San Diego.
And north of here is Los Angeles, Palm Springs. Seattle came in number 6, which is nice. Oh, I'm sorry, Michael, or someone said New York. New York is number 7.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Damn it, man.
No cussing, Michael. I'm going to pull your cord. And number 8 was Portland, which was a good call. Was that you, Pat?
Yep. Yeah.
And then Berkeley, number 9. And lovely number 10 is Long Beach. I thought that was some good, interesting news.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Palm Springs, 100%. How about that? Man, I have, what's the number 1 love, or, I got the top 10 movies. I'm in the top 10 mood this week. So what are the best top 10 gay-themed movies of all time?
Of all time.
Come on.
Philadelphia Story, Tom Hanks.
No, that should be in there, shouldn't it? But it's not. It's
quit.
Not in the top 10.
I'm out.
Poor Stacy. Okay. Okay, Michael. Come on, a movie.
A movie.
Pat, we'll give you time to free. Yeah, it's too early for Michael. We got to give him a little break here. Pat,
no way, it's on the top 10. But great movie on Netflix right now is Fourth Man Out.
I saw that, actually. That is a great movie.
Oh, are they movies or series?
They're movies. They're not series. Any movie.
So it's not like the queer guys. What is it?
Queer Straight Eye.
No, that's a series.
Oh, that's a series.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like all the old time.
Well, there's a new one. There's a new one out right now, and I can't think of Armie Hammer's in it.
Armie Hammer, yeah. I saw that. It's 2 hours and 4 minutes long.
Was it good?
It was excellent, I thought. I was with one party four, and one of them was dissented. But 3 gave it a rousing. And there was quite an argument between 2 of them, and I called them Siskel and Ebert, and that didn't seem to help. So I will give it away. Number 2, everyone should at least know this one, Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Perfect film. And the number one is Shelter, which is...
I've never seen it or heard of it.
Well, it is really a good movie. Number three is Latter Days.
Okay.
Number four is Beautiful Thing. It's about the laundromat.
Never saw it.
Who makes these
up? No.
Okay.
Number five is Milk. Harvey Milk.
Oh, yeah.
Number seven, six. Six is Free Fall. Now, that I don't know. Number seven is Weekend. Number eight is Maurice. Number nine is The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
That's true. I should have known that one.
And number 10 is Birdcage. And no cheating. They're getting on their phones.
I'm not cheating.
I didn't even think of Brokeback Mountain. Sorry.
So, okay. No, let's get back to... Let's get back to getting Pat hooked up with someone. I mean, so there's movies to go to. Obviously, there's a few movies you haven't seen.
Yeah. I think Love, Simon's coming out soon.
Love, Simon? I've not heard of that.
It's supposed to be, I think, the first largely LGBT movie backed by Fox. I think it's supposed to be a pretty major studio backing.
Wow, that's quite a diametrically different concept.
Good they got it out because Fox wasn't it just purchased by Disney?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. For 32. No, it was. It was one of the studios that just got purchased. MGM was it?
No.
Maybe they purchased Fox too, but that Disney did also. One of the archives. Oh, it's Metro. Anyway, we're a wealth of non-information here. And we're not helping Pat out here. Come on.
Yeah,
it's off the top.
It's a high school coming out story, essentially. And so he's just kind of doing his thing in high school and trying to figure it out and kind of awkward. And
we all have been there. Yep. High school, for me, was very awkward. I did my best to avoid... PE.
I loved my PE teacher. She was beautiful.
I did love my PE teacher. They were mean, scared me.
Oh, you wimp.
I guess. All right, so we got some movies to go see now, right?
Yeah.
And we can actually.
He could take his new friend to the movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See what happens. You know.
It's always fun. A little awkward for a conversation, a little difficult for that category, but definitely fun to do.
Yeah. Well, you have to. It's in a dark environment, and you're close to one another, and you can hold hands.
Yes.
Right.
All this is true.
And when you see a moment that's very touching and endearing, and
what's the only one?
You squeeze the hand, and you look at each other, and
I think he knows how to do that. It's just getting them together.
Well, that's your job, Michael.
Maybe he needs an escort. Well,
a monitor. Oh, no.
It may be too early to meet all the friends.
Yeah, so, I think so.
So, Michael, run off your list of successes in your introductions. That would be interesting.
I would say when I was at Main Street, I introduced...
Well, wherever you were.
I'll go down from... Okay, Donnie and Andrew.
Yeah.
Wendy and Jeff. I had a friend, Rick McIntyre, and... his boyfriend, but then it didn't work out.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, you did a good job if they last, a couple months. So,
there's plenty more, but I just can't remember.
Well, maybe you don't want to embarrass everyone.
Well, when you're on the spot, you don't think of them.
A fleeting moment. Yes.
Yeah.
Back to some news. You're not helping Pat here.
I'm not helping Pat.
Segue.
why don't we have an event where it's a social introduction event?
We could have that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, I have to say, this time of year, everyone gets together with friends, and it can be a very emotional and difficult time, and especially if you feel alone.
Yeah, but you go to a lot of parties, meet people, different people. Everybody doesn't go out.
That's true. I went to one last night.
Gordon's?
Yeah. Mele Kalikimaka.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah.
Were your friends there?
There were many nice gentlemen there.
Very nice.
Yeah. It was good.
See, so you got to get invited to a party like that.
Ah, that's what I need to do.
Get on the party circuit.
Yeah. Well, not that kind of party.
Not the circuit parties.
So, my comment was, though, sometimes why we get in the rush of entertaining ourselves on the holidays, there's people that sometimes feel a little left out. Robin Williams, was one person that could feel all alone amongst a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think that happens no matter how hard we try. And I think it's important this holidays to look, and I think you said, Stacey, look him in the eye and say hello.
I think all of your feelings can just be transmitted through eye contact.
Yeah.
You can say a lot without saying a word.
And just say, how's your day going so far?
Get a new phone and you can look into it and say good morning.
Michael, you're ruining the whole
thing. Don't wear dark glasses.
Don't wear dark glasses, no. But I just think it's nice among friends to remember not everyone's holiday is spectacular for various reasons. And again, maybe it's the first year without a close family member that's passed or even a pet, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's important to say hello to everyone and be inclusive, whether it's walking down the street or just to say hello, or whether it's someone you see at a party that's off in the corner, you know. Right. So, you get that, Pat?
You're telling me not to be a wallflower?
I have a feeling he's just humoring us. He's dived in many times, and he's thinking, how far are they people going to take this? But maybe not.
All good advice.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short musical break here with another lovely love song, and we'll be right back.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cups, candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No April rain. No flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words that I must say to you. I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just call to say I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves. Not even time for birds to fly to southern sky. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, fill your heart like no three words could ever do. I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care about you. I just call.
All right, we're back here, Rainbow Radio 93.5 KX, 93.5 Laguna Beach's only FM radio. And we had a little discussion again, like we do sometimes off mic. Some things can't be said on air, but they also bring some fruit forward for conversation.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the nicest, caring manner. So I do think, if you've never been to Main Street and seen Michael in action, I do feel he has the science down. And he can make a quick 30-second interview and gather enough important
information.
Yeah.
About the person.
And yeah.
And then I go down the bar and I talk to everybody.
And in that process,
I've introduced several people.
Yeah. So I think Michael's the master of the connection. He's
but
Michael.
We have to get a lot of people in there.
Connection Witakowski. He can connect everyone. And he's very masterful at it. He's connected me with a few.
They were.
No, you have. But if nothing else, you provoke a good conversation, and that conversation develops into another conversation with other people. Pretty soon, everyone's participating, and I think that's a big secret to the science. And yeah. I call it a science because I do think you're a genius in that regard.
Well, when I used to interview people for you. I could tell in the first.
Well, you've done very well for me now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah.
I forget about that one. Yeah. But no, and I think that's science. And whereas, as you said, with regard to the phone, what did you say, Michael?
Oh, on a phone. It's just swiping.
Yeah.
You're not talking to anybody. You can't see them in the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very...
I don't know. You said more about the phone.
Well,
I don't use the phone.
Different day and age. I mean, everyone's so acclimated to texting these days. I mean, you mentioned calling the next morning. That's
my
definite weak spot is I am hardly ever on a phone call. Like, texting is primary form of communication.
So maybe you leap in with both feet and he's saying you phone...
Phone him instead
and
of texting.
You know, I had a nice evening last night and I'm glad we had that time together.
I would like to get...
Yeah,
absolutely. I totally hear you, and it's a very valid.
Would he answer the
phone?
I'm
just admitting that. Good question. I hope so.
Yeah, reject the call with "I'm in a meeting." Yeah, I've been there.
Make the phone call because I'm a believer in you can't put an emotion in a text.
Very
true. You can't say.
Oh, you can put an emoji.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. And those emojis. Come
See,
on.
I
up the phone and let them hear your voice.
I was thinking we should do a public service announcement, a PSA.
Okay.
And there's this guy at a sidewalk cafe, and he's yelling and screaming at his phone because everyone he tries to hook up with, they don't show up, and no one's, and he's on everyone, and he's frustrated. And he looks across the patio there, and there's a couple couples over there, and they're all lovey-dovey and all together and gaga-eyed, and he's thinking, well, how did they do it? I'm sitting here. I got an iPad, two iPads, three cell phones, and I don't have anyone. What did they do? And so he gets angry, and he goes over to him. And this is a little PSA, real short.
Yeah.
And he goes, how did you guys meet? Oh, we were over at Main Street. You know, Michael Petalo. And he goes, oh, my God, that's how it works? and he says, yeah. And then he goes over to the next table. Yeah, same thing happened to us, Michael. Oh, you know, you meet people. You go out, have dinner. Oh, wow. And then he runs back to his iPads and his phones, and he's texting everyone, I figured it out.
Did you just make this up?
He just made that up.
No. I've been all around in my brain for some time.
I do have people in the bar.
I think there's a whole generation that's not experienced that at this point. They come of age, they turn 21, and the phone has been at their side and their support group for all their life, and they transfer that relationship as should be the phone is part of the relationship.
Yeah.
And they've not been made aware or been aware perhaps of a different method. Eye contact with someone in the eyes.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, a lot of people come in the bar and they're swiping, they go, do you know this person? And I go, yeah, they're right down there.
Get your head out of your phone.
That's right.
And be social, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Well, I'm going to do a little PSA on my own.
Yeah.
I just think you are the best bartender, honest to goodness, because when I first came in there, you didn't, like, hook me up, but you came to me, and you were so nice to me, and because I was a little nervous, because I'm not like I said, from here. You were just, you made me feel like at home. Like, oh, my God, it's the bartender from back from where I'm from. They were all nice, and you're amazing. Yeah.
No, he's
are amazing.
One thing I got to caution you about, Michael, don't go anywhere with him in public. He talks to everyone, and you can't talk to him. He's busy yucking it up, chatting. He's got his public persona.
Well, we went out to dinner last Wednesday.
We did, and I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dana Point, Lux, which is a very nice, high-end, and it's not super expensive as you might think in being in Dana Point or even Laguna Beach, but I'm stepping out here because they're supporting the LGBT community, and they have Wednesday night there. And I went this last Wednesday, and I guess the Wednesday prior to that, it was packed. This last Wednesday, it was very busy. There were lots of ladies there, Stacey.
I know.
Good music.
Music. And the singer was, they had a piano player and a singer, and so they have live entertainment.
Yeah.
So if you want a place that you can get a nice meal at and has a little different venue, a little different vibe, I suggest next Wednesday. It'd be every Wednesday until whatever. And who knows what might happen there. But they put rainbow flags out. It's in the Lantern District.
Mm-hmm. I wonder
I'm not sure what corner
is on. Rainbow flags.
Well, I was chatting with. No, I actually said eight, but they could only had room for five to put up.
It's a good.
So it's for dinner and a different vibe. Nice. Yeah, it's a great thing. It's all part of the community.
We've been there with them since Georgina has sung there with them.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh wow!
So it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Chris, Cindy is the owner, and her husband is the chef.
Okay.
So they're quite a team there, and I go have a couple of meatballs for $7 with marinara sauce.
Great meatballs.
Yeah,
great
it's a nice snack.
It's wonderful.
And it's $7, or I think it's $8 actually, but it's a nice snack. And they have, if you do have an entree on Wednesday, wine is 50% off.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something like that.
So you can have a nice dinner and a bottle of wine at half off.
See, become
a hat smiling.
Go there Wednesday.
You can bring your friends.
So you're talking about food and wine. I mean, who's not going to smile about that?
Well, then we'll see you there next Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll put a big T-shirt on that says, "Hi, I'm Pat from KX95.
Oh my God! And watch everyone show up with a shirt that says, "Hi, I'm Pat."
Yeah, really. That could be interesting.
That could be fun.
How many damn Pats are there?
There's a lot. I've known quite a few.
Well, unless they have big guns like Pat, then you're probably talking to the wrong Pat.
That's right.
And I mean that in the most caring, sincere way. Oh, he's
Thank
getting
you.
Red over there.
Stay on your side of the table.
I am.
I think I'm making a match here. They're looking at each other's eyes.
I know.
Oh, Lord. I think it's time for a musical break here. So, I think. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Is this true?
Love is in the air.
All right, we'll be right back. KX93.935 Radio, Laguna Beach's only FM radio, Rainbow Radio. Craig, your host, Michael, Pat, and Stacy.
And I don't know if I'm being fooled. Don't know if I'm being wise. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming. Don't know if I feel safe. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name. Love is in the air, in the rising of the sun. Love is in the air, when the day is nearly done. And I don't know if you're an illusion,
see it through. But you're something that I must believe in. And you're there when I reach out for you. Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes.
Yeah, John Paul Young, that's an oldie. Love is in the air. Someone was calling in, and I missed your call, so if you want to try again, I'll try and answer it this time.
What a novice idea.
Instead of ignoring it.
Yeah.
I went, what's that light flashing over there? Oh, I don't know. Must be the phone. Anyway, we'll get to it next if you want to repeat that call. Michael, you said I might... Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I'm wandering around here. He reminded me of something, and I reminded myself. On New Year's, the Boom is going to be open for, a rather highbrow event for New Year's. It's open at 8 o'clock, and it should be fun. It's 8 until 2 in the morning. The cover charge is, there's an entry fee of $40, and you go online and prepay it if you'd like. There, Mark De Palma is the caterer. He's of Mark's Restaurant, who's an icon in the community.
Absolutely.
And they're serving food throughout the evening. Mm-hmm. And they have beverages and all sorts of things, $10 beverages, full bar. And who is going to be hosting it at the door will be our famous, world-famous Endora.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's being billed as Endora's having a party, and you better be there.
Oh,
so.
What a hoot. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah. So it should be a fun night. They got a lot of things planned besides a very nice fare of food. So you could munch your way through the evening until the wee small hours of the morning if you so desire. So that'll be. I'll have more information about that as next week and the following week.
Your friend there.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Exciting.
Yeah. Well, actually,
that's your first kiss.
Actually, I met when we did the Pride event there. I met you, Pat, for the first time.
At the front door.
At the front door.
So if you went to that event and you saw a cute guy at the front door,
yeah,
that's
so,
Pat.
Yeah, so you said, move around,
that's
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I called him Mike, and I called him Jim, and John. I called him everything but Pat, and now I finally got it right.
That's right.
Right, Lacey. I mean, Stacy.
Would you... Just because I got all the top tens wrong. No, did I kiss Georgine on the first date?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't have any piece of paper to give her my name, so I took out, your check register?
Yeah.
Like the deposit slip? I gave her one of my deposit slips because it had my name and address and phone number on it.
Boy, that's old school.
I know. She just looked at me. She's like, what?
I can't. She's looking at me and says, I can't afford you.
No,
I can't make a deposit.
Around.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I want to say to all our listeners out there, if you know of a business that you would like us to feature on Rainbow Radio every week, Stacy and I would love to hear from you. An LGBT business or one that's either managed or owned by would be nice. And also, if you know a person in the community, such as Michael, that we're blessed.
Tortilla Republic's the owners are.
Tortilla Republic would be? So you're nominating them.
Mm-hmm.
So I should get a hold of Tortilla Republic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I will. I will reach out.
He's been in our place several times.
Okay.
Main Street, I should say.
Nice clarification.
Yeah.
Because Pat came looking for you yesterday there.
Looking for me?
Yeah.
Real, he did not.
I was there last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Tortilla Republic. And then if you know someone that's... contributes to the community like...
Tortilla Republic does.
Okay, well, but an individual, too. We have Sarah Kasman is going to be on here in January on the 13th, I believe. She's retiring after 30 years with Shanti.
Oh, wow.
And she has started here in Laguna Beach, Shanti. And there's going to be a big event at 7 Degrees in the canyon there to celebrate her legacy and all the things you've contributed. If you've never met Sarah, she's this bundle of good energy. I don't know where she gets it. I wish she could bottle it and sell it, because she has really been a stalwart, honorable, wonderful person in the community for all those years. It's amazing.
It's a long time.
Yeah, so the celebration will be at 7 Degrees, and everyone's welcome to go. I think you do need to RSVP, and there'll be lots of publicity coming out from Shanti regarding it. And I'll have more information on the station here. But
yeah.
But in January, it will be Sarah. And aside from that, the schedule's pretty open because everyone's so busy this time of year. So if you know someone for the next couple of weeks, I would like to do something special just before the Christmas weekend, which I think is the 23rd, is Saturday. I can't remember.
Yes, it's this Saturday.
So, yeah, so if anyone has suggestions, let's get them in and let's get things going with it. What time is it? Oh, we got a few more minutes here before we have to wrap it up. I always like to say, do you have any shout-outs that you want to pass out there, Pat?
No, I'm coming to mind at the moment.
I have a shout out. Andrew and Donnie are doing a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Today, and it's for Lumination Foundation.
Okay.
And it's from 10 until 3 o'clock. It's in Staten.
Staten?
Yeah.
Where's Staten?
Is it by Anaheim?
Stanton.
Staten Island. Stanton. That's kind of like
it's up by Garden Grove.
To hear.
It's Garden Grove, Westminster. It's in that area.
Yeah, I was going to go there.
So we shout out to Donnie.
What is it? What is
Lumination
that?
Foundation. It's for homeless people where they can bring their children. So they won't have to be separated from.
It's time. I'm not ready. Bye.
Nice.
And it's a fundraiser, and they're raising a lot of money for the house.
Nice. Okay.
So it's a real house. It's like where families.
Nice.
So if they're working and they need some place to take
their children, but they live there with their children instead of putting them into
a shelter.
A shelter.
Oh, that's wonderful. Keep the family together and happy. And yeah, that's got to be really difficult. Oh my God. Yeah, okay.
So he's doing that this afternoon.
Stacy, did you have a shout out?
No, but I want you to, if you can, soon give us the information on how to sign to go in and register for the Boom for New Year's Eve. Will you have that information?
Actually,
if they want to go.
It's really simple. But I will put it on the website, on Rainbow Radio website. But you just go to Stu News and search Boom Boom. And the Stu News Laguna is where you go on Google and search Boom Boom. And there's a nice article about it and what the evening has to offer.
Thanks.
And there's a link there to RSVP.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think they've had quite a response already. So, it would be good to get in there earlier than later, I think.
I will do that today.
Yeah.
Actually, Michael's announcement reminded me of something also in a similar vein. There's an organization called the Roosters, and I believe tomorrow afternoon on the old Marine base where the Great Park is at, they're doing every year they have an event where they collect all this food for families in a situation where they don't have a meal for Christmas. And so everyone shows up at the Second Harvest Food Bank on the base, and just a giant effort to consolidate everything that's been donated into a single box for a family. And so it's just this big event to just show up and help put the turkey and the cans and everything into a box. And so then...
Pretty simple.
That's nice.
So just work on a assembly line, essentially, and just...
And so they need volunteers as well?
Yeah, I believe they do. I'm trying to pull up the information that I have, make sure that I have...
We have a box at the main street to put
goods there in. There's a donation box at Main Street, just in the entryway there, too. Yeah, that'd be great. This time of year, like I say, you never know, and you never know the trials and tribulations people are
going through. Well, if you ever feel lonely, come to Main Street. We have great entertainment. We have karaoke on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drag show is fabulous.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. It's a fun place. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I think that almost wraps it up.
I think.
My husband, Bob, over there, looks like he's sleeping.
I want to thank our listeners for tuning in today. Love it. We've been here on the air now for KX93 Rainbow Radio for how many weeks? For about four months. So.
And you're so good.
Thank you, Ida Mae.
And there is somebody who wants to join you next week. His name is Ricky Clemens.
Okay. All right. could be interesting.
It could be.
There's no cussing. Does he know that?
I think I told him that.
All right. We're going to take it away with the Trogs, I believe. And thanks again, everyone, for being here today, this early hours. And thank you, Laguna Beach. We love you.
We love you.
10-3-5. Say goodbye, Pat.
Adios.
We'll see Michael, you later. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Laguna Beach.
Stacy.
Goodbye, Pat.
Goodbye, Pat. Thank you, everyone. Everywhere I go. So if you live it up.